We started this week talking about the extension of a proposal, or at least calling for public comment when it comes to the extension of shark cage diving licenses in False Bay, particularly close to the Strandfontein Pavilion. It's come in for a heck of a lot of opposition from residents of Strandfontein, according to the ward councillor, Elton Janssen. So the majority of residents and beachgoers have objected to the proposal. At least 20,000 people have apparently signed a petition objecting to the move. Even the local life-saving club says shark cage diving operations closer to the pavilion could raise a risk of shark activity. Also, even the possibilities of chumming attracting sharks to where, over particularly the December period, a heck of a lot of families use that space for recreation. But let's get the perspective of the shark cage diving industry. Stefan Swanson is the owner of Shark Explorers. From where did this proposal come from? Was this a proposal from the shark cage diving industry saying we need a little bit more areas to operate? We know that shark activity, particularly white shark activity, which is a big puller for your tourists, has been dwindling. We want to extend our reach to see if we can still capitalize on this particular tourism industry. Who made the original application or proposal, Stefan?
Very good morning to you, Lester. Very good morning to all the listeners. So just to give you a bit of background for understanding you and the listeners, the shark cage diving permits were issued in 2010, you know, after a rigorous application process. 2010. Right. And our area of operation, we were governed to 1 mile circumference around that island, and it was all good when the white sharks were actively busy hunting seals at the island, and we could then run a successful operation. But since the disappearance of our white sharks at the end of July 2019, we've then found two different species of sharks that's non-threatening sharks, in namely the bronze whaler shark, which is commonly known as a bronzy, and then the prehistoric seven-gill sharks, which is commonly known as cow sharks. Now, these animals, we do find them at the island, but not in very high numbers. But at the edge of our area, which is basically more towards Strandfontein, we've been finding them there, but more so a little bit closer towards the pavilion. And when I say closer, I'm saying about 500 meters outside of the border of our area. So in depths, we're looking at from 16 meters of water. They seem to be more prevalent in the 12 meters of water, hence why we've requested an extension to just work a little bit closer away from our governed area, so that we can continue operating and keep our doors open. Tourism in that sector, yes, it's very, very high. And we feel that if we aren't able to be successful at getting that small extra area, then we might as well close shop. And that will mean loss of jobs for many people. And, of course, within the tourism industry, it's a domino effect from flights to hotels, transfers, restaurants, courier shops. So you can just to mention a few. Also, another factor that's got to be known is that from the community side of things is that sharks are on that coastline 365 days a year. So the sharks roam in that area, and I'm talking about the bronze whaler sharks. They are in the surf zone just behind backline, and they are regularly caught by all your rock and surf anglers, by your provincial and your competition anglers are catching sharks close to daily from the shore. And that doesn't seem to be a problem. So the sharks are there, they get caught, they get hooked, they get landed. They actually, some do a tagging process to release them there. So what the committees at least realize that the sharks are there. It's not that we as the cage operation are attracting them to the area. The sharks are there naturally there roaming those areas.
Is there warrant to people's concerns that if you come closer to shore, up to 1.3 kilometers is what is proposed, that there could in future be an attraction to more dangerous shark species that could influence and be harmful to humans, to people who use that particular part of False Bay.
Yeah, what people should realize is that within our operation, and we are only three permitted vessels operating in that area. So, in fact, we are, when we attract sharks by using, well, the word chumming, and chumming, I'm saying, by the use of marine fishy products, which is sardines, we effectively attract the sharks away from the beaches to our vessels for viewing. So if the sharks are roaming around the back line in that area, if we're working a further distance away from Berlin, we attract the sharks away and keep them away from the beaches. The other factor is that, you know, we are a non-consumptive entity whereby, you know, we're chumming without hooks. We're just viewing them, you know, naturally swimming in their natural environment. As compared to your commercial fishery that fishes for cob, their bycatch is cow sharks, and their bycatch is also the bronzies. Then you have your trek fishermen. I've got nothing against trek fishing, but they often get sharks in their nets, which they safely release. And also the trek fishing activity attracts sharks to the fish that's in the net. So, you know, I think, you know, community and everybody that's up in arms about it should, you know, not look in that blinkered world, but look at the avenue of it's not just the industry that I work in, which is the case diving industry. It's just everybody, you know, involved in fishing will always have interactions with sharks.
Stefan, very quickly, we're running out of time. Very quickly.
Sure.
Why particularly directly adjacent to Strandfontein? The False Bay coastline is vast, but why? And I know that Seal Island is directly adjacent to the Strandfontein Pavilion. But in terms of your operations, why do you need to apply for directly up to 1.3 kilometers offshore from Strandfontein Pavilion, where thousands, hundreds of thousands of people a year use that area?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier on, our area is governed to that Seal Island bordering towards Strandfontein. So it's just an extension to that area that we govern to. Also, that's also a hotspot for where those bronze whaler sharks and seven-gill cow sharks are aggregating. The other factor also is that, yes, Strandfontein is a swimming beach. And bear in mind, I grew up on Strandfontein Beach. You know, I fished there from young already. Strandfontein Beach is a beach used by people frolicking at the shoreline in the surf, right? You never find swimmers behind backline. It's also not a surfing beach, so I hardly find surfers surfing there except for a few at Nine Mile Beach, which is basically, you know, once in the blue moon. So the area where we are is way off from where the people swim, way off from where the people would surf. But like I mentioned earlier on, you know, because of the reef zone, everybody that uses that beach is always within ankle, knee deep, chest high water. They never venture out any deeper because of the currents, and there's been some incidents of drownings in that area. So people seem to stick within the shore-based area for swimming.
Stephen Swanson is the owner of Shark Explorers. One of the companies are quite keen on extending that operation area up to 1.3 kilometers off Strandfontein Pavilion. How do you feel? 021-446-0567.